Facts and Cap Podcast, the Halloween edition, episode 19, baby.
Episode motherfucking 19.
We got Mexican Zaddy in the building. We got Scream in the building. He don't talk.
Still Drake.
We got a nigga with attitude in the building.
Hey, Holmes.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Holmes.
What's up, fellas? What we doing for Halloween, man? What we doing? What's going on for Halloween?
Chilling, drinking, what y'all getting doing drunk.
Doing? Getting drunk?
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Yeah. Hey, happy early birthday to our cameraman, Chris. Happy early. This nigga is Ray Charles and a Mexican.
Isn't she lovely, Holmes?
Wow. This is crazy. Like I said, happy early birthday to my boy, Lil Chris, our cameraman. Chris, you ready to come in front of camera yet? Just the fingers.
Happy early birthday. Shouts out to the God.
Shout out to a couple other people, man. It's my other homie's birthday. We got a goddamn who? This Tim birthday? Shout out to Tim. Shout out my boy Waverton. I'll see you with them beer bomb commercials. Well, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk. I see you out here getting clout and shit. Shout out to B Reed too. I know it's your birthday too. So
shouts out to B Reed.
It's a big weekend, niggas.
Scorpio season?
Hookah therapy, is that what they call?
Yeah, shout out to Hookah Therapy.
Hookah Therapy, let's link.
Vibe ATL. Vibe ATL, formerly Vibe ATL. Y'all follow B Reed the Hippie on IG.
Yeah, man, let's get that shit correct. Let's get it right. So,
shout out Black and Hispanic Business.
All right, man, it's been a good news week. But we're going to start with something a little bit more heavy on the heart. Was that yesterday with the Walter Wallace Jr.? That was yesterday?
By the time you're hearing this, it might be 2 days ago.
Yeah. So this week, you know, the people are rioting in Philadelphia because in Philly, there's a guy by the name of Walter Wallace Jr. Allegedly, he was having a mental health, break episode. His family called the called 911 3 times. I know the 4th time they requested an emergency, requested an ambulance to come and get him. Somehow, all we see is a video of the police there. Walter has a knife in his hand. His mom is behind him, being a mom, you know, trying to calm him down. The police are there with their guns out. He's walking towards them. It's a good amount of distance, at least in my opinion. And they shoot him, they kill him. You know what I'm saying? In front of his mom in the street. Philadelphia is now rioting. I say they went into Walmart. They went in a COVID relief place or something like that. They tearing Philly apart. You know, they battling with the police. What are y'all thoughts about it?
I mean, honestly, I feel like in this case, it's a little bit different. I don't agree with what happened or how it happened. But it's more justifiable as far as the law. Like, you cannot come towards a cop with any weapon. This shit could have been a stick. And they have the right to shoot you. Now, that's fucked up. But at least this time, it was within their code. So, I think it's just as fucked up as each and every other one. But this one here, you can't really put that on the same level as the George Floyd or, you know, things of that nature. In my eyes, like, I don't agree with it, but you can't put those in the same category.
No, it's not a George Floyd. George Floyd didn't have any weapons. That's one.
It's kind of like Rashard Brooks.
It's more of the Rashard Brooks thing.
A mental.
Yeah, which that right there is like, these cops should have known that going into it, so they should have been able to handle it a different way. They didn't even have a taser on them. That right there is strike one for me.
I think that was my main issue right there. If it's two of y'all, one of him, he's in front of his mother, broad daylight. I just feel like you should, if you have the time to exhaust your options, as far as like tasing them, cool. Or like, my thing is too, why does every shot have to be a kill shot? I get it that you're protecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? I can see if.
But a knife in a gunfight, you can shoot somebody in the kneecap and be just fine. He gonna fall.
Listen, I ain't saying, look, I'm just tell Philadelphia this. 9 times out of 10, them cops are getting off. It's on camera, it's justifiable. within the laws of the police.
This one might be the worst one that it is on camera.
Yeah. So y'all are gonna be riding again.
It's just with the state of the culture. It's like people feel like you see videos of people of other races getting away with worse.
Yeah.
Getting away with worse. And they see their ways of de-escalation
are different.
It's different sometimes. So
that's why it's like,
and now state of culture, we're in sensitive times right now. People are highly aware. You see, so it's like, you're not going to exhaust every option. It's the response you're going to get, whether you feel it right or wrong.
That's a fact.
That's just where we at with it. Yeah.
So I think that if they were called and requested an ambulance, I'm not saying the cops shouldn't show up, because they should, especially if because who knows if he's going violent towards other people. You know what I'm saying? I get that. I get why the police should be there. But I just think that there's other things, pepper spray. Why is the first option, let me shoot this dude to kill him?
Yeah, that's
especially in front of this man's mom.
That's part of defund the police.
Yeah.
So police don't show, maybe some type of social worker show up and handle that situation maybe better. You know, it's not no perfect answer to this. You know, we, like you said, that's the law right now. Maybe there's ways you can change the laws. I'm sure the police officer didn't want to go there and kill him.
Yeah.
Right? We can assume.
Of course.
That's not their intent.
I don't think they should get like a murder one.
But if that was a teenage white girl, you think they would have shot her dead? Nope.
Maybe not even, and I hate to say it.
You know, the teenage white girl.
Even if it was a black girl.
Even if it was a white male.
And that's the issue. They don't value life.
They don't value a black man's
life. That's all.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I've been saying this shit since like 86, you know, 87 when I said fuck the police. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight out of Compton.
Hispanic one was like, neither.
Black and brown.
Black and brown homes.
Something for them.
We all one.
All right, man. So, moving along, I think one of the biggest things this week was Jeezy versus Tip. We got it.
Spoken into existence.
We got it. Finally, man.
Get my nigga.
So I'm going to ask y'all this in a fantasy football type way. If you was to, let's say this is a week before the battle, you know how they get a percentage of the win percentage or the projected points? What win percentage, if we're going like 0 to 100, do you start off Tip with and do you start off Jeezy with?
Or it could be like a spread almost.
Okay, so this is what I said. You know, projections they usually are close, but they always get one thing wrong, and that's how the shit changed. So right now, you know, if you're looking at your ESPN app, it says, you know, 11-9.
Who's favorite?
Tip. Mm-hmm. 11 out of 10. But
I'm out of that.
Come that Thursday, November 19th.
Injury report gonna pop up.
What you got?
Tip gonna play the wrong song, which is just as bad as an injury.
Mm.
But why he gonna lose a point.
Okay.
I feel
but
like.
But why do you think Tip is gonna play the wrong song and not Jeezy?
Because it's Tip to lose.
Mm.
Okay.
Tip.
There's way more pressure on Tip right now.
Yeah.
But what if Jeezy plays 1 to 2 wrong songs? It's a wrap. Do you think that? Like, both of them are capable of playing the wrong song, correct?
Anybody.
Yeah. But it's going to hurt.
You think it's going to hurt Tip more?
Yes.
Okay, so if Tip plays one song wrong from a nigga who has a bigger catalog, don't you think it would hurt Jeezy more if Jeezy plays one song incorrect with less of a catalog?
Jeezy's down in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes left. Everything he do, it's either he gonna win it or he gonna lose it. So he gotta come out with the Hail Marys the whole time. I only take it for one slip up and then boom.
So you're basically saying yes, that basically Jeezy can't play nothing wrong. I feel like T.I. can afford to, because of his catalog, he can afford to play one wrong.
I disagree. If it was a 50 song battle, maybe, but they both got enough, more than 20 hits, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They both got more, like one to spare, two to spare.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. So
it wouldn't affect either one of them.
I don't think it's
much.
That big of a deal. Because usually,
unless you feel like, unless you feel like one of them is more top heavy than the other.
If T.I.'s playing mad multiple wrong records, that's one thing. If he misses one, maybe even two, he'd be all right. You know what I'm saying? He'd be all right. All
right, this is how I feel.
They both got a deal.
Coming into it. I'm sometimes I get lost in the catalog. Like T.I., I like his body of work better, his photography.
Hold on. Me and Brandon wrote our catalogs down.
Yeah, I'm alluding to it.
I got. So you can be the judge.
So let y'all sway me. Let's see.
Y'all want to go first, Jeezy? Y'all get
into it. We're gonna do a little a fake battle.
You want Tip to go first?
Let's do 5 and 5. Let's just break it up in 5. You know, you name a 5, I name it. Not these are the 5 songs that's battling, but you know. Just so the people they won't forget what was said.
However you want to do it, we'll do 5 at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just start from the beginning with Tip. I don't want y'all to think this is like the song that I respond to. I'm just going to go the way I wrote it down, start from the beginning towards the end and features. So, go ahead. Give me 5.
I'm starting off with Standing Ovation. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that should be the come out song. After that, everything else could be in any order.
Okay.
Go ahead. Standing Ovation.
Seen It All. Put It On. Put On.
Hard.
Trap Star.
TRAPSTR.
Go Crazy.
Sheesh.
Those are like 5 of his heavy hitters.
Sheesh.
Okay, well, I'm just going to start from the beginning.
It's another hit, Barry Bonds.
I'm going to start from the beginning. So you got Still Ain't Forgave Myself. Mm. Dope Boys. Be Easy. Mm. Let's Get Away, 20 Folds. Those are the first 5 I got. That's his start.
Go ahead, T.I. He went first last time.
Okay. The next 5 I got, Rubber Band Man, ASAP, Get Loose, Bring Him Out, Front Back.
So you pretty much just going through the singles.
Like I said, I'm going, I started from the beginning. That's just the way I started.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I ain't know who's going to do it like that.
No, okay. I just
put it in order. I like it because it's random.
I thought we was going
there. It's random anyways. Go ahead.
I got Bury Me a G.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotize.
Mm-hmm.
Way Too Long.
That's 4.
Super Freak.
Okay.
Okay.
Living in the Sky. Why You Wanna. Top Back. Big Shit Popping. Hurt. Featuring Busta Rhymes, who's been talking shit all this week. And Alpha Mega.
Okay. No features yet. Okay.
No, I'm gonna end it with the features.
Okay. Go ahead.
Where'd I stop at? Super Freak?
Yeah.
Lose My Mind? Get Your Mind Right? Hustler's Ambition? President Is Black?
Whew.
Air Force One?
Ooh, okay, Jeezy.
Live Your Life. Whatever You Like. What up, what's happening?
Paper Trail.
Swagger Like Us.
Paper Trail.
Dead and Gone.
Paper Trail. You talk about hits.
That is definitely, now that I'm looking at that, probably is his album with the most hits.
Clearly.
Because I still
don't know. Not commercials.
Like, I wanted to put Ready For Whatever, but I think that was just more of a personal, or I'm Illy. He could play I'm Illy, too.
It depends. Yeah. That's more of a vibe.
Yeah, thing. That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
Thing. That's the start off. I didn't write that down.
You got 5 more?
Let me see. No, I was a little late.
She should put like Can't Ban the Snowman.
That's Can't Ban the Snowman. Then what? Put On.
You said put on.
And then what? First, I'm going to stop my flow.
Oh, yeah, Put On is on him. My bad. I know
you ain't ran out of track.
Damn, Snowman.
He got features too. He got Love In This Club.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
what other features Jeezy got? Let's help him out. What other features he got? We said this last minute. What you got? What you got, Chris?
Pre-production. So, if you include features, with
T.I. win, Wait. Don't worry. I got T.I. ready.
Cheesy got
me. I got T.I. ready. Trust me. You ain't.
It was looking pretty even until that last go.
So, look. I'm not even done. So, he got I'm Back. He got Trap Back Jumping. He got Ball With Lil Wayne. Go and Get It. About The Money. Memories Back Then with Kendrick Lamar. Ring with Young Thug.
Yeah, all there.
Like I said, this was last minute.
Features, yeah, Shoulder Lean.
You said my niggas.
I'm gonna say his top four features. Well, really top 5. The first one, which I don't think you're gonna play, is what's the shit, the Marvin Gaye sample shit with Justin Timberlake?
Blurred Lines,
all the guys getting played.
One of the biggest hits ever.
It is. Shoulder Lean.
Marvin Gaye family loving it.
Shoulder Lean, Soldier, Ain't I, Never Scared.
But see, my thing is.
So what I'm saying is, if you got a better, that's like 35 songs. You got a bigger selection.
He has too much to select from. That's why I feel
that's like, not a. But you I think that's like not he, a negative. I think when you're Jeezy, that's the negative. You got, and so if I got 35 songs to pick from,
you said my president, right?
Yeah.
If you got 35 songs to pick from versus a nigga who got 23, let's say 23 songs to pick from.
But I know I got three in the spare, and my 20 gonna ride. Them 20 gotta ride.
But if you got 35, I know that I have literally.
I get what you just said, but
like, war ready, the Ross.
Nah, I didn't get that one, but it's just.
War ready's cool. War ready's cool. You gotta play at the beginning. That's like okay. So if you want to do that, you play John Doe with T.I. the original one, without Lil Wayne, before Lil Wayne, before T.I. went to jail.
I don't remember that.
Don't listen to that shit.
Crazy World.
Crazy World was hard.
Round here.
Round here. Yeah. Round here.
Soldier.
I already said Soldier.
Okay. T.I. definitely, in my opinion, got the biggest catalog. But so when we go back and look at it, them hits where it was like when T.I. was playing those Dope Boys in the Trap, Still Ain't Forgetting Myself, how is that going to go against trap music shit? You know?
Dope Boys and Still Ain't Forgetting Myself is like trap.
I'm talking about trap. Young Jeezy trap shit. Who's going to win the
match? I think those are.
That's going to determine
the match. Well, if he plays Still Ain't Forgetting Myself and shit like that, those are warm up songs for T.I.
Hey, man.
If Jeezy plays those tracks, he's playing his hard hitters. So. Let's say that
Jeezy, be a bigger
if Jeezy, yeah, Jeezy, you could start. Let's say that T.I. starts off that way, and then Jeezy comes out aggressive, playing that. Jeezy, you can do that.
You burn yourself out.
You burning yourself out, and on top of that,
there's a balance trying to get a song that's beatable without going into your path.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like I think that
it's gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be a good one. I started off. I think 11-9 was proper, like you said, with the fantasy league. Like I started 11-9, 12-8. And I think that's a great battle. If it ends that way, if it goes as expected.
I call it 11-9 tip. But it's going to be a preference battle.
Yeah. Before we got on, it was some shit Funkmaster Flex was talking about.
Yeah, I just seen on Academics posted it. I don't know. They must have some type of tip. Must have said something. I guess him going at these New York rappers.
Mm. A New York rapper.
Because you see how Busta Rhymes was coming.
Busta came at him. But
wait, before we even get to that, why are you looking for that? What did y'all think about Busta Rhymes? Like, it seemed like Busta Rhymes was a little, I don't know if he was offended.
He was definitely offended.
Because T.I. basically said, Busta came out and challenged T.I. He said, like, since you want to battle a New York nigga so bad, battle me. T.I. says, basically, essentially,
too old, Nick?
That it doesn't make sense for me to battle you.
He was definitely offended on that.
Because it's a difference in generations. He comes back saying, old looking face ass nigga, he's disrespecting T.I.
And kudos to T.I. They were friendly with each other when they talked. I don't know if y'all seen that last live. They talked to each other.
Yeah.
They was roasting each other.
Yeah.
And then T.I. basically said, I'll battle you and G's the same night, but Busta, you can only play something from 01 up, which I didn't like.
Well, no. Busta said that first, though.
Yeah, Busta said that. He said
I'll start from where your career started.
T.I. said, that's the only way I'm doing it. If you do it from old.
I just don't think that he has no intention to do it anyway, so it's just kind of him talking.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to that, Busta's going to lose. Busta's going to lose.
But Funk Flex pretty much, you know, Academics posted it, Funk Flex on his IG. The Crime Stoppers, you know.
The video. Crime Stoppers video.
I know he's saying, so ready for that shit to disappear.
Long story short, he's just basically saying niggas portray one way, but they're really snitches on the other way. So how you want it in? Like, what it is? Is it is or is it ain't?
My question to Funk Flex is, are you a DJ or is you a hood nigga? Are you a street nigga? Because why are you talking about other street niggas?
Talk that shit.
Like, that's my question. And are you mad just because the Busta shit? Like, what is your angle? What has T.I. ever done to you? Maybe I'm missing something.
Maybe
here.
Some underlying beef.
I think
let's not talk about you, because you beefed with Charlamagne. You beefed with everybody else. And they went in on your ass. Like, I'm confused. Like, what is your angle? Like, Funk Flex is the type of nigga, he just likes to try to get... Yeah, he likes to try to get... He stirs up his shit to get his views. Like, the whole Meek Mill shit. Right. And like, what are you doing? Like, that's why niggas like him, you gotta... You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Yeah, we already did the whole Crime Stopper shit. You feel how you feel about it. It's not snitching, but you feel how you feel about it.
He proves to me that basically there is... Because, like, if you ask a New York nigga now, maybe a younger nigga now... There isn't no bias against, like, Atlanta or a Southern artist. It isn't. But he's an old school nigga that's just proven.
Yeah. Niggas don't like that shit from New York that said Atlanta been running hip-hop since...
They don't.
Since, they don't like hearing that shit.
I mean...
So they gonna hold on to whatever they can. I was shocked when T.I., like, the New York media kind of was like, T.I. don't... They were alluding, like, yeah, you don't want that 50 smoke. I'm like, yeah. What?
Like, what? 50 was like, hot for 4 or 5 years? Like,
catwalk's crazy. But I get how big 50 was.
Yeah.
I get it, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have liked to see the 50 T.I. personally.
And then T.I. said it on Busta Rhymes Live. He was like, I wanted somebody who's not going to be, like, boring. I wanted somebody who's going to be antagonizing. He didn't really say that about Jeezy. He said Jeezy's not a shit talker. So I didn't really want to do it with Young and they friends. He said, I want to do it with 50 because I know 50 a bully. I wanted that energy. Yeah. I wanted to make it entertaining.
Yeah, and I respect that. Did y'all hear the new Jeezy and Yo Gotti track? Y'all heard that?
Is it good enough to make the top 20?
If he started off number one, I won't be mad at it.
Then I didn't hear it. Nah, I didn't.
Did you hear it?
Nah, I heard it.
So you and you also have you heard the T.I. and Young Thug track?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is better?
I heard T.I. and Young Thug. I heard a ring. Let it ring.
I let it ring.
But
that Jeezy, Yo Gotti, that shit hard too.
It's not trash, but
yeah,
that anything Tip and Young Thug do together, I ain't heard.
They can make a song.
They can really make a mixtape.
I think we talked about that on here before, but that's one I would love to hear.
Or at the house, one of the two.
Yeah.
All right. So moving along. So
side note. This been on my. These verses are geared more towards mainstream hits, right?
I guess yeah.
Like as far as rappers, like a nigga like Manny Fresh when he was in his. Coastal bag or his regional bag in the land.
He shouldn't have been battling Scott Storch.
So my thing is, if a nigga like Gucci came on and battled, Gucci got songs where if you play Vet Pass By, everybody looking. That's a hit.
In that house, but it's a street hit.
It's a street hit. A nigga in Europe might not even heard that. It's a classic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They looking for lemonade. Well,
that's why you gotta get the perfect matchup.
So that's what I'm saying. Like in these battles,
the perfect matchup. Jeezy, it ain't gonna Gucci. Happen. Jeezy and Gucci, tipping Gucci. It's not happening.
Tipping Luda.
Yeah, Tip and Luda, but they can go hit for hit because Luda got hits.
Tip and Luda, Gucci and
Jeezy, they have a beef and shit. But that's all I was saying.
They gonna have to shoot that at two separate spots.
Yeah,
niggas gonna be on Zoom.
Gucci been chilling. That's probably the only thing.
Gucci they gonna get spit on the camera.
As much as I would want to watch that shit, I wouldn't want that kind of beef. Like, that shit would be bad. I think.
Yeah.
Nah.
It'd be bad. Gucci, you want these niggas killing each other, bro? That's all. Some of the end up.
There's
dead.
Blood on the.
Somebody's gonna end up dead off them doing the verses. Probably.
It's never gonna happen.
I don't think so. All
right, my bad.
All right, so this one I wanted to squeeze in right here.
Squeeze.
I'm on Twitter. The LA Dodgers just won a championship. Shout out to them. Shout out to Magic Johnson who got.
Rings on top of rings.
Ownership rings.
Oh, no, cross high school champ.
Yeah, on shit. You know what I mean? So,
real no shit.
In the midst of the game, Justin Turner, he's like
a third baseman, I think.
For the Dodgers, in the eighth inning, his lab results came back.
You.
He said, yo, you got COVID, nigga.
You're.
You out.
I said later. Hey, cuz. It's time to come to the bike. So, they win. Of course, it's eating at him. He won. You know what I mean?
Fuck it.
You might not ever celebrate again.
They wasn't even like, it was, that game was clutch.
Yeah.
That was, the game was still on the line at that time.
Yeah. Shout out to Mookie because he hit that home run. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
So, he hits it. So, they win, right? I think that the fans don't know that that's what he's out for. They just see him back.
Yeah. It wasn't, nobody knew at the time.
He comes back out. He's holding the trophy. He, at one point, he even got his mask off.
Took the pictures, yeah.
Taking pictures and shit. And, like, he knows that, allegedly, he has COVID.
He said he had that Nick Saban COVID.
That's so, that became a big thing on Twitter, right? So, I see the article, and I try to retweet it. as I hit the retweet button, something on, let me make sure I read this correctly, because this is like kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Censorship.
Twitter said, so I hit the retweet and kind of like a notification pops up and it won't let me retweet it. And it says, from Twitter, it's a Twitter headline. It says, headlines don't tell the full story. You can read the article on Twitter before retweeting. I literally
said, nigga, you ain't read this shit.
I had to read it to retweet it. And basically when I read it, like I'm looking, like maybe I'm tripping, but when I read it, it didn't tell me nothing new. Said nigga came out there with COVID. So my thing is, I guess my question would be like, is that cool, or do you like, is Twitter trying to control the narrative?
No, they're trying to make sure that you try to get some of the facts before just out here spreading false narratives.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do they do that with Walter Wallace Jr.?
I can't.
Like, if when people say, oh, he's a felon, he's a murderous felon, or he has a felon history, and they put that out there. Is that going to come up?
They're picking and choosing.
They're picking topics. And choosing.
First time I saw it was last week. It was something about Trump.
Yeah.
And then the second
started with Trump.
And then the second thing I saw was something with Kanye. Mm-hmm. Now, from there, that's when I first saw it. So I'm not sure, but I'm definitely going to be paying close attention to it.
I'll go back to what he said.
If you're gonna do that, you have to streamline across the board. You cannot retweet any headlines without clicking that article first. Facts. Because you can't pick and choose something that's polarizing and say, nope, you can't retweet that.
Thanks.
But you can retweet this. Because they did that with Trump. I know it's this political shit. They did that with Trump. He had a big story. The whole Biden and Ukraine shit. Look into it. That was they fucking banned that shit. They said it was fake news, but we didn't even know.
Yeah. I just think that's I don't think that's fair at all.
It's not a good precedent, man. You don't wanna like you on the right, even if you're against Trump. Mm-hmm. That's this year. What if the next 4 years is the other way around?
Yeah.
Is a party you support or a candidate you support, and they're censoring you and not the other one.
Yeah.
That's not a country we want to live in, I feel like.
So, I just feel like Twitter, it ain't your job to control no narrative.
Put the news lay where they are and let people.
You're playing both sides. You either put the shit out there and you do that for everything, or you don't do it at all.
100%.
And I just felt like that. I was offended when I seen that. And look, Justin Turner, there might be some underlying story. Maybe you ain't know yet. You know, I don't know. But I just thought that. It was like, damn. I don't see y'all trying to stop, you know, other shit going on. More important shit. So, I don't know about that one, man. Twitter, come holler at me. We'll figure it out. Whatever. So, did y'all see like the Rich Paul slander, LeBron story? Did y'all see that?
I seen a headline of it. Some random agent said something.
So of course, agents.
We got agent beef.
The reporters who like saying, "Oh, it's confidential." You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say who said it.
give up your sources.
Yeah, they said that basically, Rich Paul isn't that great of an agent. Is it just LeBron who lures the people to him? He wouldn't say his name. It was some other shit they saying, like, LeBron isn't the person.
It's all portrayed.
That you think he is. Everything is portrayed. It's all like he's already pre-rehearsed. You know, the things he want to say, who he is for the public. He's not really that person in person. It's like, what is that? Is that an unfair way of thinking? Or, like, what do y'all think?
I think it's hate and shit.
Mm-hmm.
True or not, so what? Yeah. If I'd be like, look, I am one of the most influential people on earth. I represent so much. Mm-hmm. Everything I need to do needs to be calculated.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with that? If nigga, we don't look at LeBron since his junior year in St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Facts. What came out about this nigga that's like really bad?
Yeah.
It really sounds like they more mad that they can't find nothing on him.
Oh no! So it's like, oh, he's not really the best person in the world. So what?
How y'all got
presenting
on me,
himself that way?
How y'all always get on me? How I feel like everybody should be able to just be them at all times. He does the exact opposite. He probably bees who he need to be in front of a camera. He knows when the camera around. He know how to act. Now, however he do outside of that, that's on him. Let him be him. But if he's making sure his brand is his brand good, that's all that matters.
And as long as you don't got no tape with this nigga smuggling kids across the country doing some wild shit, if he curse a little bit at home, if he's not the nicest person in the world in real life.
It just shows
he's still human.
It just shows that that's, you know what I'm saying, when you get a little business savvy, that's what they think of you. Because my thing is, has a player ever talked to a player and like, yo, this is my agent, bro. He get everything done. Come holler at him. You know what I'm saying? He does this, he does that. He gonna get you right. What is the purpose of networking events? What is all that? So all of a sudden now it's just wrong because LeBron. It's because LeBron is the biggest figure. And it's because his homeboy didn't graduate college. And you went through four years.
You feeling tired?
Probably snorting coke and doing shit that white people do at college. You know what I'm saying? With no repercussions. You did all that shit. And you feel like you better than this nigga. No, you're not.
You go get you a LeBron name. It's that easy.
Yeah, LeBron. Listen, you think Michael Jordan, you think anybody didn't sit. Y'all think, wait, first of all, y'all sit at no golf course and y'all don't golf and be like, hey, holler at my agent, man. He's going to get you right, man. Hey, there's a big BET deal going on, man. It's on the way, man. You want to get with this, man. You're a high athlete. You're black. You think that's not going on? Yes, it happens. So why when he does it, why when he do it, it's an issue.
It's because LeBron.
You feel me? Stop hating, Jay. Stop hating on Rich Paul, too. So
he's hating, bro. But I guess I don't care if it's true. Yes, Rich Paul is benefiting because he got LeBron.
So
he got
what? LeBron. Relationships, that's what I'm saying.
There's relationships.
Networking events are for what? To build relationships, right?
And LeBron is calculated. Sorry, so, what would you rather him be? Not calculated, spit for the hippie. So y'all criticize him.
So they're gonna be like, oh, he don't do nothing.
He
was
committee. He
left the hood.
He talks bad. He does all this shit. You can't please anybody. I don't give a fuck.
You sure can't, bro. So
let me open that for you.
Offset was arrested.
Oh Lord.
It seemed like we talking niggas a lot. Shout out to the hood, man. Offset was arrested. Let me give y'all a little sound bite.
That was bullshit.
This is him talking to the police. He's in the car.
Just let you know I am Offset from the Migos.
Bitch.
That's why they following me, bro.
Refusing to open the door.
But being famous goes wrong.
Like you can't at this part right now. You can't just open my door.
Watch me, nigga.
I'm gonna sue the shit out of y'all. Y'all know who I am?
Bitch.
Yeah, damn, I got no more.
What is you grabbing my fucking wrist?
All right. So, for those who aren't watching YouTube, which I ask you to subscribe to, if you're listening to this, please go to our YouTube, subscribe. Matter of fact, this is how I know if y'all watching it. If y'all watching this episode, go comment, happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, go type in happy birthday, Chris in our comments. Say happy birthday, happy 40th. So,
he'll cash up you a dollar.
So, basically, what happened was, I guess, Offset, Cardi's cousin, some other people maybe. Maybe our dad's A-Rob. Whoever's, they're all in the car. They're driving in California through a Trump rally. They beat on their car with a flag. Allegedly, somebody pulls out a gun, flashes it at the protesters or whatever the fuck they call themselves. And they're called the police. Offset, the police pulled him over. Offset gets on live, refuses to get out the car. They reach the windows down, they unlock the door, and they pull Offset out. They detain him. He doesn't get arrested. They end up letting him go. But Cardi B's cousin, who's in the car, gets arrested for a concealed weapon.
A loaded concealed
weapon. A loaded concealed weapon. So, yeah. React.
You're not allowed to have that in L.A.?
L.A. out there in New York is probably one of the stricter gun laws.
I know New York, you can.
You can. In L.A., I think you can have one at the house. But in the car, it has to be, like, locked and a whole bunch of bullshit. It's just too much, like...
It's really strict. Okay.
Yeah.
Some nigga shit, bro. this is a nigga shit. It happens. Like, I wish you could have handled it better. I guess you just assuming. Like, my thing is, I'm glad it didn't go left.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
You coming from a Trump rally or a rally, you waving a gun... They could assume y'all was armed and came gun blazing, like gun aimed at y'all niggas and start popping. Like, oh, you resisted, so I'm glad it didn't go that way. It was just,
yeah,
it is what it is.
I think that if you are not guilty, you know you didn't do it. I'm not saying that, you know, the police are going to prove that you didn't do it. I get it. I get it why we don't trust the police. We just talk about Walter Wallace. I get it. I just think, and this is just me, just some advice I'll give him. You want to know why I'm giving this advice? Because this happened on Saturday. I was with you. We was all in my crib. Remember I was telling you how I was like, I'll be going down the YouTube rabbit hole. And I'm on the YouTube, deep down the rabbit hole. I'm looking for something about Gwinnett County I was looking for initially. And Offset pops up. And it was a cop with a dash cam video that they put on YouTube. And Offset's in his car. He's speeding. The officer's behind him. Not only is he speeding, he puts on his left turn signal to turn right into the gas station. And the cop pulls him over. And could have been sober. I'm not accusing Offset of nothing. But he's very angry. You could tell he doesn't really fuck with authority. I get it. I don't fuck with authority. I hate when niggas at work tell me to do some shit. I get it. But he was dead wrong. I'm not saying he's dead wrong in this instant. But what I noticed, what I told you, I was like, you can't act like that with the police. I'm not saying what's fair and what's not, but you can't. So when you refuse to get out the car, you got to start as a. We from the same hood, a nigga that's older. We both have children. I would say you got to think about your children in that situation. You can't just be on some shit like, I'm not getting out the car, nigga. That can lead to you getting killed, bro.
It's a fact, bro.
There's literally a podcast that Brandon put me on. I want everybody to go watch that shit, too, because it's probably one of the best podcasts I ever heard. The Dossier, whatever it's called. It's about Biggie Smalls and all that. Just about how corrupt the LAPD is. LA is a very corrupt place when it comes to police, all that. They looking for rappers. You know what I'm saying? And they'll cover your shit up. Just, you gotta be smarter about how you move, Offset. I don't know if it's gonna get back to you. You gotta be a little bit smarter, bro.
Anybody listening, listen. You just gotta be smarter how you
sometimes
move.
Bro, life you gotta right just there. Sometimes you just gotta take your charge and deal with it after. I'm not saying I'm on nobody's. He didn't get charged. He got detained. But I feel like he could have easily died
in that situation.
In that moment, it's a Trump rally. It's a black and brown family in the car.
Your wife in the car.
You got children. You a father of four. I don't think there was no kids in the car, but
she wasn't in the car. They was in the car. She was.
Well, whatever it may be. She's close enough. She's there. She's there.
You just don't. You just gotta.
No, I'm saying.
It's bigger point in saying that you just gotta. You could be taken advantage of, but you gotta look at the bigger picture. What's more valuable? Cop doing the most, or your life?
Yeah, and so, you got an album called Father of Four. You just said, who am I? Do you know who I am? Offset. If you Offset, nigga, you got the money that lawyers can't buy. This is what your lawyer on standby for, nigga. Pay your lawyer, tell him to crush this case. And that's it. I'm glad you didn't go to jail. I'm glad you got detained. You know what I'm saying? You let it, and they let you go. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, we got to start thinking smarter, people.
You know what I'm saying? The same way we was alluding to, I hate the fact that Walter Waters Jr. got killed. I think the cops could have handled it. But he
That's the reality of life.
Yeah, but what you gotta understand, we gotta understand, and I'm not expecting Walter Waters to do that because he's obviously there was mentally something wrong.
But there's a code that they go by.
Black people though, my black men, my brothers. If we are going if we trying to survive out here and the police, it's an incident with the police, let's try our best to get in and get out. That's all I'm saying. It just kind of bothered, that situation kind of bothered me because I'm like, don't ever force the police to pull you out of my car. Don't ever give them some kind of material where they can write some shit down in the police report and be like, well, he did this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
especially Offset, you know your criminal history, you know they're going to use that against you. I seen, and I respect that. I respect the fact that you said, I seen you at a concert, you saying like you can vote. It's the first time you can vote. Don't let them people take that away from you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them folks take that away from you, bro. You better than that. So I'm just here as a 30-year-old man trying to school the people. Maybe Offset get this, and maybe some other nigga that's getting to this. Yeah.
If you know better, do better.
Facts. So I don't know, man. You got something to put on that?
Just start with the basics, bro.
Yeah.
My bad, having a rant, you know, I won't be
at it. It hit close to home, man.
Yeah, you know these people. We got daughters, you know what I'm saying?
We got kids, it just, you know, that shit could have gone way worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit's crazy, just because, nigga, we was chilling at the bar, and I just happened to get on live, and I was like, oh, shit, was you there?
Yeah, you told me, I don't think I was at the bar.
We was at the spot. I ain't trying to plug because
it was at the spot. Yeah. And then we got
I was watching
you're right.
I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, dang, I hope this shit don't go left. That's exactly what I said.
So Kanye and Joe Rogan, did y'all see that?
Nope.
Did you see it?
I watched a little bit.
Alright. What was your reaction to that from just the beginning? Like, what do you think about it?
It doesn't really surprise me. I think Kanye is Kanye. Like, I think he's a smart dude. And when you, like, give an opportunity to articulate, and you can either, you know, fall for what he's talking about, or you're going to call cap.
Yeah.
So, I'm Kanye's biggest Kanye music fan. Him as a person, I feel like it is kind of, I'm not in tune to everything. Because, like, he might speak from a perspective. And he might speak really personal.
Yeah.
So he might rant over something personal, but he's not thinking of the bigger picture all the time. So.
What about you?
I just feel like Kanye says a lot. And I think some of the shit that he's trying to say, he's just not putting it in a way that makes sense. He might just say something dumb in between there. Okay. But, man, just get back in the studio.
Yeah, we'll keep this one quick. I think it's not a problem. Kanye doesn't, first of all, I think he just questions everything, which is fine. But I think that he questions everything to the point where it, like, disturbs his brain. Like, he's never comfortable. Just from watching it, I just feel like Kanye's never comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at it, you like, does this nigga sleep? Does he sleep well? Like, I feel like there's
no way that nigga think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's no way that Kanye sleeps,
but comfortably.
I do feel like if you are like a genius, not saying Kanye's a genius now, but if you are like that, then
he's a genius in some areas.
How are you supposed to act? They're not supposed to be normal. You ever seen Elon Musk?
I get that.
They're not normal niggas. Yeah. Like their mind built differently. So.
No, I get that. It's no judgment.
No, I'm just saying, Kanye. People expectation is kind of like they expect him to think the way they think.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna think like you. He ain't gonna act the way you act. Cool. Like,
give me some
more. My expectation people like, oh, why Kanye? Why don't he just normal? Like, nah, he's not a normal nigga.
I don't expect Kanye to be normal.
So. And he's not perfect. So there might be times where he might be selfish in those personal games. He might talk a little shit. He might get off the rails a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not excusing. I'm just saying it's just Kanye.
Yeah. Okay. Moving along. Boosie was on Mike Tyson's podcast.
Boosie, boo.
And, Mike Tyson questioned Boosie about, you know, his comments about Dwayne Wade's son.
Boosie has always kind of had a feeling towards, like, the gay agenda being pushed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't like the fact that, like, cartoons had gay characters when he came home from jail, blah, 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 blah. So that leads to a bigger question to me. Do you think that, you know, that America, you know, they push too much gay, like, agenda or gay stuff on TV? Like, what do y'all think?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Do you think that there's, like, a gay agenda? Like, what is it? Like, what do you think? Tell me how y'all feel. Express yourself.
Okay, I'll be honest. So, I was, you know, growing up, 90s kid, you watch primetime TV a lot. You know, you never really seen any kind of homosexual shit on TV.
Yeah.
So I stopped watching TV once I got to high school, like every day. You know, I'm more on YouTube, streaming, whatever, whatever. So every now and then you might go start watching shows. I know it was one show on ABC. It was like Empire. So I started watching Empire. And How to Get Away with Murder was on there. And it was just like, oh, shit. Like, it's different. Like,
just Smollett out here.
We live in a world where it's not just like, and this ain't like HBO or Star. This is like cable network.
TV.
And they have a lot of gay sex scenes. It's normalized now.
I feel like now, just want to make everybody equal. Like, the gay community is more acceptable now than what it was previously. Like, and us growing up in the 90s. So, I think they just want to make sure that they feel like they're being viewed in a part of society. Like, represented. Like, it's... I mean, I don't really feel like... That doesn't really bother me at this point that it's so much now. It's like, all right, that's they want to be visualized on TV and the shows just as well as everybody else. So, to me, it's just like, hey,
so
it is what it is.
I hear you. So, I kind of was taken aback at first because seeing it, it was not something I was used to. But, you know, I started watching more shows, like P-Valley, I just started watching that. It's more normalized, like the gay character, the most entertaining character on that show.
And I don't...
There's nothing wrong with that. But, for the question, they talking about pushing the gay agenda. Could there be some ulterior motives? Especially in the black community. It's a bigger question they be asking. They trying to break the black home. Single parent home, the independent. You pushing the gay messages, so some people might feel like it's a bigger conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to... It's pushing that message. The black man, it's kind of like, what's that called? Emasculate the black man. That's the bigger message.
I think it's not just in black shows. It's just we watch a lot of black shows. I feel like it's across the board. No matter what you watch, you're going to see...
Or you emasculate the man, period. Forget the black man in America.
Seeing two women together, that's normal. Like, we don't even... It happens more than we think, and we don't pay it any attention because it's normal to us.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't really hear what y'all said, but let me just tell y'all my view on it. I think, Boosie, I think that we've all...
We weren't talking about
Boosie. No, I'm just saying. Okay. I think we all have agreed with the viewpoints of Boosie at one point. Like, is that safe to say?
That's
why are you pushing this gay shit on these niggas? You know what I mean? A nigga told me, though, he wasn't even a gay nigga, but a nigga told me, though, hey, bro, this is the world we live in, though. Niggas are gay. It's not going away. You know what I'm saying? They used to hide it. They don't want to hide it no more. This is the world that we live in, correct? I get that. So I feel like now, as parents, kids know shit faster. They see things faster.
That's what I was about to say.
So it's our job to tell our kids the truth. It might be hard.
I think it make it easier for it to always be in their face. Yeah. Like, all right, look, so this is what
that,
this
and, is. And I agree with that. I don't think that it should really be an issue if at this point in life, your kid is, I feel like this, your kid is not going to be gay if you tell them what gay is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you, look, this is a man who likes the same sex, another man is gay. I don't think my son is going to turn gay from that.
He'll make his own decision.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's not going to push him one way or the other.
I don't know about that, personally.
Explain.
I think kids are impressionable. I think kids see they emulate what they see, especially at a young age. Like, I've seen kids, been a kid, you see shit, you just do it because you see it. And not even know what you're doing. So you see...
I mean, but we're talking about what you see on TV. So if you're seeing like two men kissing on TV,
and they have a question,
that's one thing. That's different.
I'm not saying that that.
But in a cartoon, there aren't men kissing other men. There are cartoons where they might be a little like they said SpongeBob is gay. They came out and said that. You didn't see SpongeBob kissing on other men.
I didn't see SpongeBob. You saying there's no gay cartoons?
There's cartoons where men is kissing other men. I don't. Where men are doing physical activity to other men.
It's probably some gay innuendos in
cartoons. I've seen where somebody might be like, definitely. Hey, this nigga's gay.
Yeah, I think SpongeBob has some risky, like some.
So y'all know who the first shit. Y'all know who the first gay cartoon character was, right?
No.
Bert and Ernie.
I never watched that shit.
Sesame Street?
Yeah.
I never watched that for neither, but just what I'm just saying
just Google it.
There's shit you can do without being openly. Okay. But all I'm saying is kids aren't impressionable. Right or wrong,
tell your kid about
it. It's impressionable.
But yeah, I'm saying like you can't at this point really try to hide it because it's more normalized now. Like shit, I got niggas that I'll be like, oh, I might have went to school with you gay. Like I see you, I dab you up. Women, I see women that are gay. I understood. I'd be confused. I don't know to hug and dap them up because back in school I hugged them. Now, but it's just like they'll laugh at me and be like, you can give me a hug, nigga.
Yeah.
I said that just how I meant this. Yeah. But so, it's just like, I may, even though that's not my preference, it's like, bro, at this point, hey, do what you do, live what you do, live your truth. I don't give a damn.
So we're going to do this. We're going to call this like the speed round. We're going to get through these topics real quick.
Let's go.
Young boy. Yeah, young boy. One of the big artists in the world. He's being investigated.
For?
Because allegedly he held, like he kidnapped in a garage, a studio garage, and held somebody hostage. His name is, he's another rapper, Bezo187.
Yeah, he did. He told that nigga, stay in here till you get this shit right.
Allegedly they beat this nigga into a coma. For 5 days he was in a coma. My question would be, like, do you think that legally this is kind of like his last chance? Remember, NBA Youngboy came into the game with a suspended 10-year sentence for attempted murder. Somebody got shot in the neck in a drive-by shoot in the car he was in. So,
man, really, it's...
Do you think he's on his last legal leg? Like, do you think he's going to be like Kodak Black? Like, you've done so much shit. You remember he just got arrested for guns and drugs and shit at a video shoot he did in Baton Rouge. Like, what do you think? Do you think he's on his last leg?
Money talk, man.
It depends on where he at. He stay away from home, he might be all right.
Money talk, you pretty got lawyers to beat it. He might sit down for a little bit. Kodak.
But it's not a little bit with Kodak.
Nah, Kodak been sick.
He got five.
Oh, he got to do the whole five?
I don't know.
How many years is it now? Like three? Two? A
couple of years. I don't know. Some time. And beginning in 2019. Something like that. So about almost two.
I thought 18.
Two? No, 19.
So he might fuck around Captain Charge. He got to sit down a little bit, but he got money.
He still got pending charge. He got other pending charge.
My thing is, he can't go back to Louisiana if he ain't trying to. He go back there, he done.
He got a gun charge in Louisiana. You know Louisiana.
If you knew better, you do better.
Louisiana has the most incarceration of black men in the country. Like they have more black people in prison than anybody else. I think that NBA Youngboy, you should know that. You come from Baton Rouge. We just gotta do better, bro. Like that's just not it, bro. Like please, like. I don't know, like he, and when I watch his videos, I don't understand it. Like somebody that's as big as him, still having guns and all the videos and...
He getting a lot of beef though. So maybe he don't feel safe.
I feel like when you put out guns and shit in your videos, that's where the beef start. You know what I'm saying? When you try to kind of be the tougher, yeah, you gotta worry about the niggas in your city. But think about when Youngboy go perform in Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? Wherever he may perform, not even just Mississippi. Like, I'm pretty sure he ain't performing in, like, these little country-ass towns. But this was his first time touring and COVID hit. So, think about when he go touring again. And it's time for you to go to, you know, wherever you may need to go.
that shit.
There's gangsters everywhere. It's
dangerous being a gangster rapper.
That's the most dangerous job in the world, really. One of them. So I don't know, bro. You gotta do better, bro. Shout out to you. Sweetie. She became the talk of Twitter in every 3 days conversation. Let me see if I can play the audio.
I'm not giving you a Birkin. If you're not paying for your bill.
You start it over. Hold on.
She basically
said,
if you're not giving you a Birkin, if you're not paying your bills, throw that nigga to the street.
Because I'm in the streets.
Throw that nigga to the streets. I'm so tired of Twitter, bro. Like,
yeah.
Twitty is a millionaire celebrity. Why are people taking her words like to mean everyday life?
Yeah, buying expensive things are not a form of courting. You know, unless you got it like that. Come on, man.
You know, it ain't
true. If you got it like that.
All I'm saying is that if you can afford to buy a girl a Birkin, that's your game.
I don't care.
Like, I don't care. Like, why are people up in arms about that shit?
I don't
care. You send a bad message. So what?
Why are y'all looking to Sweetie to tell you how to live your life?
Niggas finna go broke with a Birkin. Let them go broke.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
It's not like it's not a big deal. It's not. Either way.
That's her opinion.
It's her opinion. That's how she feels. You don't have to be like, oh, I can't get a nigga if he ain't got a Birkin.
Yeah, come get you gonna be single. Go get you a Compton nigga. You know what I'm saying? Last one. The BET Hip Hop Awards yesterday. I'm sure y'all didn't watch it.
I did.
You watched a little bit. Like, I watched a little bit. We didn't watch the whole thing. I get it. Whatever.
Did y'all see the City Girls?
Yes, shout out to JT. Cause you looking like
Jay motherfucker too.
You looking like, yeah. Shout out to you, man.
I didn't see it.
Can't see shit. Yeah.
So
common theme.
Artist of the year.
I seen that.
Both of the babies, Lil Baby and Da Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy Ricch. I think it had Drake and
cool.
Had Drake in there.
Drake and Future.
I had Future in there.
And Meg Thee Stallion in there.
And the winner was
Meg.
How y'all feel about that?
Did she deserve that, or was other people robbed?
I feel like that was just a sympathy for, because her circumstances got shot. She had a good year. And then she was like sweeping the awards, record of the year.
She won like four.
And I was just like.
And the baby was nominated for 12.
But
and
see.
Didn't win anything.
You know why I think the baby ain't win anything? Because he racked up at the white people award, like the VMAs and shit like that.
Did he? He won a lot over there.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he won three or four.
I don't give a fuck. What do I got to do with that?
Politics.
Politics.
It's definitely politics.
But my thing is like, it's not even close how good how good Lil Baby was this year. Like, I've seen the numbers. He had like 16 tracks go gold or platinum. She had like two. How the fuck is she the album of the year?
I'm a Savage, which was also number one in the WAP, was number one. But at the same time, she didn't even drop an album this year.
Artist of the year? My nigga, what?
Like, I feel like Lil Baby, I feel like it's unprecedented to celebrate. And Roddy Ricch, I think the problem is that
he stayed on top.
Roddy Ricch was the biggest artist at the end of 2019.
He had like the longest number one record.
Yes.
The box.
And then he literally passed that shit on to Da Baby.
And then it did Rockstar.
And Da Baby is still literally top 10 in Rockstar right now. And that's got Roddy Ricch on it. So I just don't understand.
Savage didn't even make number one.
It did.
No, the remix. That's what won.
The remix pushed the original one to number one.
Oh, I don't. I just know the
was
song,
number one
song
is two.
That,
no, what was
Nikki,
number one? Two?
Nikki and what's the old racist girl? Doja Cat was on number one. Say so.
Yeah.
That hit number one that week. They dropped the same time. But
I just think this
politics,
is
politics, man. Or not only politics. They just feel sorry for her.
And not. Listen, I love protecting my black women.
I said I ain't speaking about men.
It wasn't
no
sympathy vote. It was a sympathy. It was probably her label. I don't know. Listen, man, you deserve to be in the qualifications. That's a fact.
You were one of the hottest artists in the year, but you were not hotter than Lil Baby. That's just what it is. Lil Baby gave us the street anthem where we paid, and he gave you the political anthem. And he had one of the best albums of the year. One of the best selling albums of the year in hip hop.
Shouts out to Meg, bro.
Is this not the Hip Hop Awards?
But and then again, I don't care about the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, they lost touch anyway. How the fuck does DaBaby get 12 nominations and not win nothing? If I was his label, I'm never putting, like, getting an artist to come perform for your shit again, at least for the next 2 years. Fuck y'all. That's disrespectful as fuck. You just embarrassed me. Like, you essentially just embarrassed him. Anyway. Alright, man, here we go, yo. Here we go, yo.
Say what?
What's the scenario? Halloween edition, baby. But I ain't got no Halloween questions. So, here we go. This one I got from Twitter. Literally, the whole thing.
Same name?
No. But it is kind of long-winded, so bear with me. Listen closely. Here we go. John and Kayla are married.
Yep.
Kayla has suspicions of John creeping around. She asks to see his phone, and one day, he just drops it and it breaks, quote unquote. Kayla demands that he takes it to the Apple store. So it's split in half, right? So they give it to the Apple employee. He opens it up, you know, because it's split in half. He opens it up to $100 and a note from John asking the employee to just say that the phone is unfixable. Kayla comes to pick the phone up later on, a couple days later, and the employee shows her the note and the money and says he wants nothing to do with it. So Kayla says, you can keep that 100 and I'll give you an extra 100 on top of that to fix the phone. And he does it and he accepts the money. So my question is, who's the bigger fuck, nigga? John
or the employee?
The employee. Stay out of unfollowed
business. In that scenario, is John.
Okay.
The way on Twitter, the dude, the employer recorded it and put it on social media. That he just
started, he was the bigger fuck nigga for the putting it on
social media and recording it. Like, what do you that you mean extra? He saw it and he gave it back to the person who gave it to him. He said, "Hey, this is your phone. I ain't got nothing to do with this." What are you supposed to do? Accept the money? Either way, you're picking a side. That side is saying, I'm not here. I'm just giving you the phone back. This is what I found.
Okay, so this is why I think that the employee is the fuck nigga.
No,
has to be.
Because if you ain't gonna be, if you don't want to be nothing a part of it,
fix the phone, give it back.
No, then just give her the broken phone
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, Either you say it's unfixable, or either you say, look, this is the... Even if he does give the note back to her and say, I don't want nothing to do with it, y'all take that somewhere else.
That's what he said he did.
No. He took the money from her and fixed it. That's what he said. In his video. In his video on Twitter. He took it.
Oh, after she gave $100?
She said, I'll give you extra $200. And he said, okay. And he said, all right, I'll take it.
Oh, no, he'll fuck nigga then. Because in that case, he'll fuck nigga because... $200 gonna make you flip, not $100.
Facts.
Hey, in my opinion, he a fuck nigga. As soon as he read that shit, if he ain't want no parts of it, hey, bud.
He could've
take your phone back. Yeah. I ain't
John, you could've been a little bit smarter and put your number down and be like, yo, call me. If you don't wanna handle this.
He has his phone. Call.
He got a number that he can call, Greg.
I don't know. If you break my phone, I ain't got no number. You gonna call my girl?
Look, call
I
my
got
work
number, nigga.
Call my cousin. You know what I'm saying?
DM me.
You got my cousin live down the street.
Why the hell is she picking up the phone anyway?
Nigga.
He's stupid for not going back with
her. Listen, don't get me wrong. John, you a fun nigga because you went to the extreme.
You thought he was smart.
Yes.
You put the note in. Peace of mind.
Yeah, oh, John, you a fuck nigga. You went to the extreme. I get it. You
nah, are I'm gonna break nigga. That shit. But and then say, step on it, trying to pick it up. Make sure that shit's done.
Yeah,
and I'm picking up my own.
So if y'all, the employer, what would y'all do in that situation?
If I'm the employer,
yeah, you read the note.
Oh, I'm fixing.
I read the note.
I'm fixing the. I'm looking at the phone. I'm taking this 100.
Yeah,
I tried everything I could, but that shit just won't.
I probably would have said it's unfixable. I had great reasons to tell you that it's unfixable. Let's say that that's not whatever. I'm also gonna tell you, like, hey, look. Even if I do tell, I'm be like. No, I'm lying to y'all. I'm not gonna tell. Fuck you.
I'm not taking the money.
Yeah, I'm taking the money.
It's not fixable.
It's okay.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. He gave me a $20 bill. Hey, bro, just
yeah, say I'm not telling that, bro.
I'm not telling. Matter of fact, you just send me a note.
So you gonna take the note?
Yeah, I'll just take the note. I don't even need no money.
Especially if she come, and then when she come in, and not him. Like if he was to come in, then I'll talk to him about that. But she comes in.
Yeah, it's something.
Oh, like listen, man.
You go somewhere else to go.
Nah.
Even if she be like, give me the phone back, I'm like, here you go.
No, I'm gonna say I fixed it, right? I'm gonna say, and I see her coming. Hold on 1 second. I think I forgot that. I'm going to the back. I'm taking the memory. I'm stripping everything.
No, you doing too much now.
Hey, yeah, no, you want the phone back? No.
Yeah, 100 ain't enough.
I'm not about to mess up a happy home here.
That's not my home.
That's not my home.
That's not my home.
I'm not for trying to protect that.
It's not my home, Holmes.
I don't know that nigga.
I'm not trying to protect that nigga.
I don't know that nigga, but black man don't cheat.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Black man don't cheat, and I feel like it's something on their phone.
Either I'm going to take the money.
I'll take
and just give her a broken phone back.
I'll take
or the just give everything back. And be like, ma'am, I can't fix this here.
Oh, text that nigga, yo, more power to you, my brother. I gave it to him. I didn't tell him nothing. Blah blah blah. Blah. So anyway, moving along. Tasha and Dylan, they're 1 year in.
What's up, Dylan?
This is their best relationship ever. There are no complaints.
Not one.
Okay.
One day, Tasha goes through Dylan's phone just because she feels like the phone things episode? Are going
too good.
That's you know how realistic.
Oh, man.
She finds
all of us done been through that, right?
I'm going to say. So, she goes through the phone and she finds a whole folder of pictures of Dylan and his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. He forgot it was there.
They're intimate pics, but nothing sexual. Just personal pictures, right? Mm-hmm. She feels away.
Is there a date on the picture?
Should she confront the pics? Or is she more wrong for just snooping? And it's not that big of a deal.
She's 1,000% wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that big of a deal.
Okay, my thing is there a date on these pictures? Because if there's no...
I don't have these hypothetical answers for you, bro.
I'm just saying, like...
He be acting like I was in this situation.
Nine times out of ten, it's an iPhone. It'll have a date on the picture.
Everything's going good, and in your mind, you was like, this nigga, it's too good to be true. I'm going to go on your phone, and I found pictures of you and your ex in a folder. That's not even sexual. And
you was looking for
you feel some shit.
Nah, you got...
You go up to my phone, you going to
find... We was at Club Drive Park.
You got to hold that down. Because now you look stupid for going through his phone and all you found was some old shit.
Yeah, I forgot the pictures.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, tell her, 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, oh, well, these same pictures is on Facebook if you go back far enough. I just ain't delete that Facebook.
I didn't delete the folder.
Pretty much, you just proved to me that you a nosy ass bitch.
That ain't good no more, bitch.
You a nosy ass female.
And I bet you feel stupid. You feel real stupid right now.
She gotta hold that down.
You gotta take that one to the
grave. Even if she feels that way, she gotta hold it down because she ain't got no leverage.
Like nothing you saying makes sense.
That ain't no big joke.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dylan. Showed you how to hide them photos.
We got two more, fellas. Alright. Britt and Dane. Those are new names, y'all. Cause I know y'all like to be like, where are you getting names from? This is every episode. Britton Dane. Hey, and you know what? Time out. I need to talk to Chris because I was thinking about making because the next episode is what episode is this?
19?
I'm thinking about making like a best of 20 episode video. So we gonna work on that. But Britton Dane, they've been married for 4 years, right?
Yeah. Oh.
They have their issues just like any other couple. One day, Britt receives a text from Dane saying, hey, I filed for divorce. It's not working out.
It's over now.
I haven't been happy for a while. I texted you because I don't want to change my mind. is he trash for the approach, or do you respect it?
That's trash.
No, it's not. That's because trash. He put a reason behind it. Because he know if he said it to her face.
It's motherfucking trash.
Bro. Nah, because if he said it to her face, he know he cares for her as a person. And if he sees her hurt.
Not enough.
No, if he sees her hurt, it's more so like, all right, I'm just going to stick with this a little bit longer. Even though he know this shit, he's done. He's not happy anymore. But to me, it's like, hey, now if you just text somebody and you don't give them a reason why you're sending the text, that's some bullshit. But he gave a reason why. He's like, shit, I know if I say anything, if I say this to your face, I'm going to change my mind. And I really don't want to change my mind because I'm done.
Bruh.
That's the point.
You don't ever break up with somebody through text, bro. Shit. Especially if you got 4 years in.
Shit.
Oh, y'all some savages. Okay, man. I shout out why y'all voted for Megan Thee.
If any of my old work watch this, they know.
That shit wild, bro.
Okay, so
all you care about, you're not doing
that. I can express my words more in a text than I can in person. That.
Be a man. This is where last week's episode come down is men or women more better than men.
Yes.
In that situation, nigga, be a fucking man. You married this woman. I think that's what you're not realizing. You married this woman. Y'all have been together for 4 years.
Vows and shit, bro.
Listen, I'm not married. He said 2 episodes ago, right? I have a child out of wedlock. I'm not married. I wish the fuck I would. Me and my girl have been together almost 7 years. In April this year, it'd be 7 years. I wish the fuck I would or she would break up together through a text message. First of all, I'm
What if y'all argue all night? Every conversation y'all could have said. I have an amendment.
The reason why y'all getting a divorce because y'all argue too much. It get violent. It get physical to the point where this is the most. That's the only scenario I could say where it's not because I'm changing the scenario. It's not because you might change my mind.
A text though?
You want a letter?
Let's meet in a public place.
No.
Sometimes
the communication may be better through a text. You know how you talk over me all the time? Maybe he can't get his words out. And the only way
you're not my girl.
But you're still talking over me. So I can't get my words out.
Nigga.
And the only way I can get this shit through is I gotta text you.
I gotta text you, nigga.
Read my text.
First of all, time out.
I didn't cut you, alright?
No. You can say that.
But
hey, y'all been watching the last couple episodes?
You got better.
And who? Both of y'all been talking over me.
Hey, man.
We've been talking with you. Alright, cool. Especially you. Remember that. I'm gonna send y'all this record. We keep receipts.
Anyway, let's get back to that.
Anyway, what I'm gonna say is, I don't have an issue with that situation. My whole thing is just like, if we've been together this long, me and my girl have been together for 6.5-7 years, around the same time you and your girl been, right?
Same time.
Listen, we can sit down and have a conversation. Now, if our relationship is toxic, cool. A text message, though.
What other email?
We can talk, FaceTime.
Nah.
Phone call. So a text message is kind of like, just kind of, to me, like the lowest point. Like you kind of just.
That's what a divorce
is. It's cowardly. Listen, I get it.
If y'all verbally abusive, physically abusive, I'm just trying to speak my piece without being interrupted. Here.
Well, you know what? Yes, I agree with that. If it's like, yo, we putting hands on each other.
Every time I talk to you, this is for me. This is expressing my thoughts.
Yeah, but I just think the cowardly situation is that.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, it is what it is. What can you do about it? You know what I mean? Maybe you don't give a fuck about my feelings. I get that. 100%.
I do feel like that. If you care about somebody, you can.
But that's my whole thing. Like, if I've been together with this person this long and I actually for real care about them,
it's no way that I'm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And me, when I was younger, I wouldn't mind. And I never had it, but if somebody was to break up with me over text or call, FaceTime, I didn't have no problem with it.
Been broken up with over a note. That hurt.
I mean, to be honest with you, I ain't had a problem with it.
Nah, that shit hurt.
It hurt you?
Yeah, that shit hurt.
Damn. Well, how'd it happen?
Nigga, she was sitting right next to me, gave me a note.
She was sitting next to me? Oh, this is high school.
This is high school, man.
Is it Barmore? Yeah. What grade?
That's too detailed, bro.
Say her name, man.
Tell me how you
feel. Come on, tell her name.
Bruh.
Tell me how you feel.
That shit hurt, bro.
You hurt your feelings?
Yeah, man.
How old were you?
15? 15? Oh, I read that note like, oh, Lord.
Did you cry?
Hell no, my man.
Crying the car.
Jeez. Nah, I ain't crying. Yeah.
Nah, but honestly, I feel like, yeah, you shouldn't do that, especially in a marriage, and y'all been married for 4 years.
Yeah, I think that's the most.
But my thing is, marriage? Sometimes
a marriage?
A man, years? I feel like sometimes a man can get his all his thoughts and words together in the text. And then meet up with, but I still want to meet up with you to hear your side. But I just had to get this out first.
So let me ask you this. You can get your thoughts together and everything. So why even?
Because you can't.
So why even tell her before that?
Because like you said, I don't want you to change my mind. Sometimes when you're looking at somebody and you have that much love and compassion.
So let me ask you this. Does that go back to the question we had last week where I asked Courtney, who's scarier? Who's more brave, women or men? So are you being a coward?
That's cowardly. No, because I'm caring more about your feelings. If I see you about to drop a tear, like I feel like as a man, I'm not trying to hurt you.
But you're ready to be out of this relationship, right?
At least let me get everything out in the text and then say, that's what I'm saying. Let me get everything out and say, let's meet up. Because I know you got more to say, but I had to get my point out.
My question
on this. I don't think that's how you should do it, but if...
Hold that thought. Is the scenario saying, I'm going to meet you after the text or no?
No.
No.
Then if he's not the being upset, you still feel the same way.
Y'all have been. Y'all
no,
been
I said married. That's not the
everything. Way. Everything you said is still true. This is the best way I can get my.
You've been
together.
Married for 4 years, here. And he said, and I don't want to talk to you after this. It's not working out. I want a divorce.
That's
I haven't
a
been
different.
Happy
it's
for open-ended. A while.
It doesn't.
That sounds like a coward to me. That sounds like a coward. I'm not gonna lie. I hate being on Courtney's side because you know she's gonna come and run them spades and talk her shit. But at the same time, excuse me, she's right. That's a cowardly act. That's cowardly.
I see how you could think that.
I'm just saying that's a cowardly act. If you come out and say, I didn't want to talk, I knew you was going to change my mind. I've done that before. So let me not act like I'm perfect. I'm not. I've done that. You know what relationship I'm talking about. Well, I literally said.
But you wouldn't have got your words.
I've done everything I could. Not even everything I could, but I literally told her, like, yo, I thought you was going to, like, start crying and shit. I tried to end the relationship. It ain't work. I look at myself now as a 30-year-old man. I look at that situation, and I'm like, that was a coward type of way of going out about it.
Everybody I ever broke up with through text,
I should have just had the nuts to be like, hey, look, it's over with. This just is what it is.
What's wrong with the text? Nigga, that's why they invented that shit.
Hey, man.
I'm staying by that shit. That's not the way to get out of a marriage, nigga. That sounds like
you've been married for 4 years. That's how you getting out of it. That's the question. You've been married for four years.
No, what I'm saying is I don't agree with being married at 4 years that he should have did it. But I, from the way you word the question, he was like, oh, and I didn't want you to change my mind. That changed my whole perspective.
You think in 4 years, you deserve to be like, well, I don't mind changing. In 4 years,
you know how many conversations
I feel like in 4 years,
had
if
in
you,
those 4 years.
Like in 4 years, if you knew that this is what you really want, like you saying you is, then nigga, you shouldn't change. Whatever. We'll get on to the next question. This is the last question, y'all. Let me break this down. Jasmine and Tim, right? They're a couple. Jasmine and Tim, right?
Yeah.
Tim has a baby mama. Her name is Sierra. So we good, right? Y'all get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Sierra's a baby mom. So one day Jasmine contacts Sierra to ask if she can take her daughter's, her and Tim's daughter,
She has braids. Take the braids out. And she can wash them and put them in a ponytail because they're taking family photos. Like, let's say it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it may be. Right? Jazz is the girlfriend. Sierra says not to do it. Very feisty tone. You could tell, like, there's an underlying issue. She tells her, you know, not to do it. Jasmine responds by saying that Tim said it was okay to take the braids out. You know what I'm saying? I was just being respectful. I'm still going to take my shits out. Sierra says, yo, I'm on the way to get my daughter. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to beat your ass. This was going on, blah, blah, blah. In conclusion, who's more wrong, Jasmine, Sierra, or Tim?
That's complicated.
Honestly, I missed a key part of this shit.
What's the key you looking for?
The key part is, all right, first off, was these braids just done?
No. My bad. This is Twitter inspired. So the braids are, the hair is falling out the braids. Like, literally, they're that old. Like, it's literally loose and they're falling out. Okay,
so the baby mama tripping. Because, and let me tell you why. It sounds like they have a pretty good relationship for the fact that she has the new girlfriend or whoever's number, right? For them to even talk. If you done sent my child over here this weekend and the braids is falling out, that means a week or 2 weeks ago, them braids already was looking bad. So if I choose to take them braids out my man's daughter's hair and put it in a ponytail, it's not because I'm trying to change the image. It's because you're not taking care of the hair. So let me just go ahead and so the child doesn't have to suffer and run around with some crazy looking braids.
Did you tell her that you plan on taking
pictures?
Did you tell her that you plan on taking pictures?
You always have to change the scenario. So do I need?
I'm asking.
I feel like
that's a good question to ask.
Okay. The answer to both is if you told her and she didn't do it, you're not wrong for doing it. If you forgot to tell her, you're not wrong for doing it. Because at the end of the day, the child's hair need to come out. Now you're going to take a chance of damaging the child's hair.
Is it damaging or is it that...
The braids are slipping out.
You said... Okay, so the question was like, does the... basically, like, do you... This is for pictures that they're trying to take. Family pictures.
Yeah.
It sounds to me, because the way she asked the question, that she wasn't aware of these family pictures until
that point. So was the issue the hair or the family picture?
No, the issue wasn't the family picture. It was like, if you would have told me, I would have.
I didn't hear that from the scenario.
You didn't hear that?
She didn't say if you would have told me. She said, hey.
She said this is for family pictures. She said, I want to take her hair out.
Yeah, and then what did.
Take her braids out, wash it.
What did Sierra say?
Take her stuff. She said, no, don't touch my daughter's hair.
So she didn't say, damn, I wish you would have told me. She said, only thing she told Jasmine, don't touch my daughter's hair.
Because, okay, so.
We don't know why.
So. I'm just saying that. I'm not saying this is
definitely. For sure, I'm saying.
I'm saying that's the point. She could be looking at it like, nobody told me about family pictures, mm-hmm. right? Because if it was family pictures, I might have washed her hair.
Or you might not have because you hating on the new
family. You might not.
Yeah.
But then you take it from there. So what I'm saying is, I say that to say this. First of all, I would say that it's Tim's fault.
Yes, it is.
It's 100% Tim's fault.
Tim should have had this situation.
He should have told her, look, we take a picture this day.
First off, don't ask him. I'm telling you, we're taking
pictures. No, I'm not. Listen, when I say it's not, yeah, you're right. It's not mine to ask. I'm just saying a courtesy should have been told. Yo, look, Sierra, let's say that she got custody. Obviously, it sounds like she has custody of the dog, right? Yeah. She says, look, We're taking family photos. You know what I'm saying? Her braids are looking a little old. Do you mind if, you know what I'm saying, you do her hair or...
I'll take care of it.
Whatever y'all discuss. I'll take her, get her hair done, blah, 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 for the picture. Anything she says after that, if she disagrees with it, that's on her. You know what I'm saying? He gave her the courtesy.
Second of all,
what do you mean? And then she says, if Sierra says, I want to do it a week after, and I don't want y'all touching her hair.
Well, then that's obviously the issue that you have with her. She's being difficult, correct?
I get. Go ahead, finish.
All I'm saying, she's being difficult in that situation.
Yeah, so
he appropriately went about it. He was respectful. Don't have your girl, especially if they don't have a relationship. It's not like they don't have a rapport. Don't have your girl hit her up and be like, yo. And then, like, can I style her hair? Can I take her braids out, wash, and style her hair? You cannot tell that to a black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you tell that to a black woman? Like, yo, that's how the other girl is basically fucking your nigga.
So my question, who's responsible for the child? Both of them?
Both, but
so
as a black man, I'm gonna tell you this: you don't decide what's going on with your girl hair unless you've already spoke, or you make the decision. You don't tell your new girl or whatever. Yo, handle this. Hit her up. I'm just telling you.
I don't need to hear the rest of it. Sierra got every right. We don't know why. It could be rapport. It could be.
I do think Sierra is correct.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel. Regardless, like, she's not tripping. It's
unless Tim she's like just being completely disrespectful.
It's her choice to do that.
You hit me up. I told you no. You tell me. Well, he said that he's wrong, and I'll beat your ass, bitch. I ain't mad at it.
Don't touch my daughter's hair.
Touch my daughter's hair.
Hey, it's like this. When I got my daughter, if her hair needs to be done, we get her hair done.
It's one thing.
I don't know how the dynamic works between those.
If that's how I'm going to do it, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to take her to get her hair done. It's not a question. It's just saying, hey, look.
Can that cause a problem?
It's about that time she needs her hair done.
Can that cause a problem?
That's giving you less
work. Wait. I'm going to tell you the difference.
Can that cause a problem?
No, I switched it up.
Yeah, the difference you said. The difference you said. Yeah, you handle it. That's what I'm saying.
I would never.
I'm using that example for what you saying. What if she had plans to do it next week and she feels some type of way like
take it out.
It's a sneaker thing.
Well, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it.
No, if I have her, I'm
I like to do my child's hair. That's me and my daughter's.
That's fine.
Me time. That's
well, then you better
take it out. Take it out.
We plan to do it the next week.
Take it out.
You and your family pictures got
you know what you can also do? You know what you can also do?
Take it out and go get it.
Postpone them pictures then. There has to be some kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Is there?
It has to be. It's called co-parenting for a reason.
No, my thing is like this. I want her hair done a certain way for a picture. It gets done. Now, if I get her back the next week and it don't look like that, I'm not mad. I didn't pay for that. I got what I needed.
Okay, that could be what it is, right? But at the same time, you got to be ready
for
the backlash.
But look, in this situation, he has to be the communicator. There should never be a situation they're doing hair is a big thing. Yeah. Hair decisions.
Unless they cool.
That's me.
They obviously ain't.
Maybe she felt so over the picture. You don't know.
Listen, the first cuss out might be to the girlfriend. Because if
that's warranted of a cuss out?
Yes, it is. Because if I told you hit her up and she says no, that should be the end of it.
Where in the scenario is not that?
That's the conversation that we had. Like, I'm telling you, yo, look. She says no.
She said no kind of rudely.
It don't matter.
So I'm saying.
Let it go.
So
I'm telling you, listen.
She's not wrong for hitting her up then.
You're wrong. Okay, so let me say this. She answered it rude, right? I get that. That don't mean you still tell her, well, I'm doing your hair anyway.
That's what Jasmine said.
That's where you went out of bounds.
That's what Jasmine said.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I'm doing her hair anyway because he said it was cool.
I'm saying this is wrong.
No.
Yeah.
The conversation should have never happened.
It should have never happened. That was his job. They should have communicated prior.
Me? And if that's okay. If that's my child's mother, that's I do the communication.
Yes, y'all should have did the communication. That's what I'm saying. Like, it should never be.
I mean, I'm not in that situation, but I also feel like eventually, like, she might be living or spending time in her house that she's raising, raising her too.
Well, you know, maybe y'all need to have a conversation.
There's certain.
No.
There's certain conversations.
Y'all should have sat down, had a conversation first, and maybe y'all should get on the same page. Look, I love your daughter. I would never do nothing wrong with your daughter. Some people just need that comfort. You feel me? That's a fact. Am I wrong? Some people need that comfort. It is what it is. Sometimes you might need to know the new nigga that's gonna be in front of your daughter. It might even been out there. It might have been like, yo,
I've been there.
This the first time I ever talking to this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you done sent, like, now she text me telling her, can I take out my daughter hair? You don't know her. You feel me? Like, it's a certain way you go about things, bro. That's just really what it is. I'm just being honest, bro.
That's a complicated issue, I feel like.
It's complicated, but it ain't that complicated.
I definitely feel like Jasmine is wrong for saying I'm gonna do it anyways. Once the mama tell you,
I feel like she cut it out.
Once the mama said no, that should have been ended. I agree
facts,
with that.
Facts.
Well, speak about facts. Get into this facts and cap.
We got
a little special surprise coming for y'all soon. Just wait on it. All right, y'all. Facts and cap.
Facts. I don't even know.
You might say facts. Facts and cap. This is a deep one.
I got 50 on.
This is a mix between what scenario and facts and cap, but the question would be facts or cap. Let's say a child was molested at a young age, an age they won't even remember, right? And as a parent, the person who did it.
We've been talking about a lot of gay shit and kids getting molested. Go ahead.
As a parent, the person who did it end up going to jail, end up dying. So the kid grew up, never knew about it. It's grown now, it's in their 30s. Should the parent tell the child they got molested at some point? Facts or cap?
I'm sticking with my answer, cap. I feel like at some point, I say a year and a half and below, that's about the cutoff of it for me. Why go, and especially nowadays where, like, you know, trauma, this can affect the kid on a whole nother level. And it's like, oh, why'd you wait till later? That's one of those things I feel like we need to go old school and just goddamn, hey, you ain't see it, you ain't hear it, you ain't feel it, it ain't happen. That's just me. Like, why bring that trauma into that kid's life or that almost adult's life when you almost tell them? It's just like, why would you want them to know that's what happened to them? It's like, yo, the shit, as far as you know, after that happened, nothing else has ever happened to you. Why would you bring that up to them?
Justin, facts or cap?
Mm-hmm.
Same question.
What was the initial question? Give me the actual question. What was the actual question? I need to make sure I say this correctly.
Your child was molested, sexually molested, at a young age they can't remember. The person who did it went to jail, and they're now dead. They're now off this earth. Now your child's grown now. Should you tell your child they got molested?
Facts.
Explain why.
Just because I feel like you don't know what they're... Especially if this is a family situation, like we said, we talked about this last week. Somebody gonna tell them. Or if they do figure it out and they figure out you and they know you knew, you have a whole new set of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hypothetically, so what if nobody else knew? What if only people who
knew? I'm gonna tell you. Hmm? And I'm gonna tell. Okay,
so even if no risk, nobody knew.
I'm pro, like, I try to always think for it. I always try to figure out what's best for my child. For me, I'm gonna tell my child. I'm gonna tell them, like, look, this is our family. Because I always want to know my family history. This is our family history. This is the situation. This is what happened to you.
I'm letting you know you were young when this happened, blah, blah, blah. I don't have no secrets from you. This is what it is. And that's that. Like, I don't, like, I'm going to tell you, this is a situation that happened. This is, because what if, the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if, like, I just don't want you to be on a situation where it's like, you're blaming me for the situation. Or it's, I just feel like that's a bad situation to be in, because then if they figure out and you knew the whole time, then what? You know what I'm saying? It's even worse.
Is it?
I feel like it is.
I think it's complicated, man. I feel like the fact that they don't remember, for one, you may not want to bring that unnecessary trauma to them and add that, because if they see
how... Okay, so if you didn't, if I know you're too young to know, it's a difference between, okay, so if you're too young to know, right? Then I might hold on to that till I feel like you're old enough to understand what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
But why, like, let them go their whole life and not, why are you just...
It's not about going and letting your whole life. It's about, for me, it's not about going and let your whole life. It's about, I feel like it'll be more understandable if I tell you, hey, look, you're 30 years old now. I'm just letting you know.
Shit, bro. That's,
you're 25, whatever age. Shit. You're old enough. I'm just letting you know. I don't hide no secrets. I don't want to hide no secrets.
But in this scenario, you telling them when they grown though. Don't so care. As a child, you say you might be better. Like as a child, they might resent you. You wasted don't my care. Whole life. I could have been secretly going through some shit you didn't know about, and I could have needed some help.
I didn't say that. That's 100% when I'm going to tell you. This is a
facts of cap though. I presented this, the scenario.
I'm
saying
I'm going to tell you the information when I feel like this is the proper time to tell you the situation. That's the facts of the situation.
I guess.
So, I can tell you, it may not be, maybe you remember, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I'm going to tell you that this is the situation. This is when I knew about the situation. This is what it is.
Okay. So, I feel like it's really, really, really
tough. I don't want to hide no secrets from my child. Just me.
Honestly, don't feel like it.
That's- I'm willing, like I tell you every episode, that's a risk I'm willing to take. I'm willing to, you know what? I don't fuck with this nigga. Who hold resentment against me? At the end of the day, I hope that you're old enough to know that I was looking out for you. And I just was, I might not be the perfect parent, but this was my best interest. And that's just what it is. And I can live with that. I can live with that. That's who I am.
Okay.
And that's it. I don't know about expression. I would never want another family member or somebody else to tell you some shit that I'm supposed to tell you before I get to tell you.
Okay.
And that's it for me. Facts.
Can I go? All right. So I feel it's a very, very complicated situation because I hear everything both of y'all said. The problem is, you cannot predict how a child will take information, right? So you have to judge as what you see best fit as a parent. So if you wait to a certain age, you'd be like, I hope you understand I did this. I mean, you know this because I feel you're old enough to understand why I did it. But the same reason, they could be like, damn, I resent you for either way, whether you tell them or you don't tell them, they find out somebody else. Most people feel like, damn, I'll find out for somebody else. But according to this scenario, if you trust that there's no other ways you can find it out and leave that underneath, I don't want to try to ruin your life. It's something you don't remember what happened. The person that did it just off this earth. I feel like nobody will tell you. Live your life. You won't even have to find out. You can live your truth. Nobody will tell you. I'll live with that. And I hope you can understand why I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to ruin you. I don't feel like I didn't want to damage you. I'll do anything to try to protect you, including protect that. Now, it's complicated because you telling a child that, you don't know how that can damage them growing up. Telling an adult that can change the relationship. I don't think that's a right or wrong answer. I honestly feel like it's just based on what you feel as a parent.
I mean, I understand that. Shout out to Courtney, like she said. Maybe this is an instance where women are more brave than me.
This ain't got nothing to do with brave. It's just about...
For me...
This ain't got nothing to do with brave.
It does for me. I feel like that. Because I feel like a woman going to tell that.
That's your opinion. I don't feel like no woman's going to tell their kid that. If that happened, even if they was a baby.
I feel like, listen, I'm going to just tell you the truth. This is what happened, bro. It is what it is. This is why I'm not saying it.
So you going to take that risk of sending more trauma?
I'd rather have you more through trauma now than later.
What if there's a chance that they don't find out?
He said, you know.
Listen, I'd rather you know. It's your life. You need to know what happened to you. I'm not finna sit here and be no fucking and be no crap. I don't want you resenting me. If you gonna resent me, just know that I told you the truth. And just know I loved you. And just know I told you your best interest. And you might not realize that until you on your deathbed. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
it's a risk either way, man.
At the end of the day, just know that I always loved you, and I always told you something within your best interest that I felt like I could feel. That's how I feel.
Let me tell you the one.
I'm not finna sit here and tell you. This is where we disagree. I'm not holding on to some shit until later.
I disagree because it's one part in that scenario. This person is dead and gone that did it to you.
So
now I would never have you. Alive, because they're dead.
What if they learn about it, and then now they're holding it against you? They're saying, "Well,
he said you're the only person. You, that person.
There's ways though that you can figure that out. There's ways that like people figure out later on in life, like yo."
I don't know what the situation is. There's other ways.
It's possible to figure out
if you feel like that's a low risk.
I don't want a lot of my child, bro. I love my child. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking nobody else how they feel about shit. I don't want a lot of my child. I don't want a whole shit on my. It is a lie if you ain't telling for me. You live how you want to live, bro. Me, my child gonna know the truth.
So would you want to know?
Yes.
As a kid, as a child, yes. After you.
I used to hate when the children be like, when the parents be like, y'all go to another room. Y'all go do this. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's going on.
I'm talking about right now. If you're somebody told you something happened to you, would you want to know now? Or would you, if somebody gave you options, if my mom told me
what she felt was best for me, I might not understand at the time. Maybe I will.
I guess what's confusing me is you're saying, what she felt was best. What if she felt was best with not telling you?
That's on her. Like, I'm not. So what's the difference between her? I'm not saying that she's wrong. Let me ask you this. What did I say was wrong? I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Initially, you did.
I'm saying, no. What I'm saying is, if this is your choice, that's your choice. I'm saying, me as a parent, I don't want to lie. I don't want to hold secrets. That's me.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't want to do that. So, if that's Brandon's point of view or your point of view,
I'm not saying I'm gonna lie.
That's what it is.
I feel like if you're at the age that you will never find out, and there's no possible way, I'm not gonna bring that possible trauma into my kid's life. Like that is not.
I don't know if you're ever gonna find out. I've had that same situation in my family, and nobody ever thought they would find out until they did. So, what was the best situation? Tell them.
It's really not.
And that's me. That's just me.
All right.
Y'all live how y'all want to live.
Facts or cap. So, a kid's getting bullied, right? And they commit suicide. Is the person making fun of them responsible for their death? Facts or cap?
Cap. Facts. Facts. Definitely facts.
What's the question?
So, a kid's getting bullied, right? They're making fun of them. They're getting roasted on in school. And the kid that get roasted on, he commits suicide. Should the person that was making fun of him, roasting him, be responsible for his death?
Facts.
Brandon, you said facts.
And I only say this because this shit didn't happen one time and this nigga just went and killed himself.
How you know?
Yeah.
Listen to this shit.
I'm asking you, that's all you know.
You don't know
if this is the last nigga this Greg was roasting him. You don't know if he was
Maybe this nigga's been getting roasted his whole life.
We don't know. So all you know is what you heard.
That's the headline.
They didn't allow you to retweet it.
All right. That right there. That's it.
So should he be responsible?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Justin.
No, I don't agree with that. He might have got something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got parents, you got, it's a whole bunch of factors that got something to do with that.
How the parents got,
you know,
a factor?
Parents might have not, maybe they neglected him. Maybe they didn't talk to him enough.
Nigga, did you tell your parents every time you got roasted?
And I told my mom if it fucked with me to the point where I was insecure or some shit fucked with me, like I was upset.
Like I didn't.
Well,
and that's just some shit. Just like,
well, no. Maybe a,
and we had, we had an open line of communication.
So if we, if you have an open line of communication, that's,
I just felt like that wasn't that I'm gonna tell my foes, like, hey, I just gotta eat this shit.
So is that an open line of communication then?
I felt like I didn't want to tell them. I knew I could.
I'm just asking, is that an open line of communication? You just said.
Yes, there is an
open. I didn't, so you didn't tell your folks?
Because I didn't want to tell them. It was open. It was open for me to tell them if I chose to.
So, and it would have been no judgment. So you're getting bullied. It's an open line of communication. You ain't want it because you said it's your choice.
Because
you
I don't want to
tell your folks. So you blaming it on the person that roasted you?
There's nothing wrong with that. That I felt
is like, their fault? Is their fault though?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I go?
That don't make sense to me, but all right, go ahead.
I think that's cap. One of the biggest caps. Like, no, anybody should get bullied, but it's context is everything. What is bullying? People who are willing to commit suicide, they might have a already existing mental issue. They can be getting abused at home. They could be, just look up suicide. Yeah. Just look at suicide rates. Who is more likely to get suicide? So, depending on what you do, if I don't beat you up, physically beat you up, if I just make fun of you after school, like, I won't, bruh. If everybody that got made fun of real bad committed suicide, all half the kids would commit suicide. So I feel like it's not the kid's responsibility for making fun of somebody.
So who's responsibility? It's just the kid for taking their own life?
It's I don't think it's the kid's responsibility. That's what I'm saying. That question is
so
is
who false. Whose responsibility is it?
It's well, kids. Something about kids, they gotta be supervised, supervision. There shouldn't be. I'm asking your question.
Shit on kids.
I didn't. What? I don't let me get my shit off. I'm saying kids should be supervised. What children? I went to school. There wasn't too many times where I wasn't supervised. There's a teacher there. There's adults there. It's your job as a responsibility as a parent and people who are responsible for you to talk to your kid to find out to see what's going on. I don't think it's anybody's responsibility. It's a horrific accident. But that kid has problems. And somebody can be pouring salt. But it's not a child's fault. Because if
everybody everybody looks at some shit they might have roasted. We all went to the same, at least high school, right? And we all crack jokes, correct? We've all cracked jokes?
Yeah.
Think about if we cracked a joke and that kid might have been on a tipping point and killed himself. Is that our fault? I'm not saying
you
that we had no
That's fucking crazy.
But at the same time, a kid is a kid.
I pushed him over the head for making fun of him.
So you're going to blame it on the parent?
What's the limit? I didn't blame it on the parent.
It just sounds to me like
a horrific accident.
There might have been signs, too.
It's a
I'm going to blame it on the parent for blaming it on the kid because there might have been signs of your kid.
That is a level of bullying. Like, if I every day beat your ass and terrorize your
that's
ass,
that's different.
That's different than making fun of you every now and then.
That's not
and
what
I, and I just catch you looking. I said bullying. So, it's levels. In general, if I make fun of you and you commit suicide, no, it's not my responsibility. I don't agree with that at all. I don't. I'm not poo-pooing suicide. Suicide is really big. I think we have a lot of mental issues, but we live in a world where people are going to make fun of people. That's just life. So they have to find ways to communicate and try to stop bullying. Because the difference between roasting and bullying, but I can feel bullied for anything. Someone can say, oh, you wearing those shoes again? That could hurt my feelings. That's way more than what you think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you could say, damn, man, you got the busted motherfucker. Da, da, da.
Bro, and when I was a kid, my feelings used to be hurt because people used to be like, oh, you're a golden boy. They used to roast me because I had brown hair, golden boy, big nose, all that shit. I'm comfortable with that shit now. But when I was a kid, that shit used to affect me.
Okay.
I used to tell my mom that affected me. And my mom comforted me to the point where I was okay to handle that.
I'm not saying that it's...
So let me ask you, just...
I'm not going to blame the boy who said that because he found other children saying
that. I'm going off what you said. Okay, she did that. And it's working. But that shit stops working after a while. And the guy and this particular bully just continues.
How are you going? Now you're adding a scenario to some shit that I'm telling you about my personal experience. What are you talking about?
If that person just keeps picking on you, your mom's trying everything.
Well, did we say that the person keeps picking on you? Did we say that he's relentless on picking you? When was that in the scenario?
The scenario is the kid's picking on you. So, yeah.
So, he picked
on you. Your body got picked on you. You went home, you told your mom. But the guy just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. We said that? Did we say anything?
I mean, you can add that. It's not crazy.
It's not like...
Bullying. Give me the original question again. Give me the original question. So I can make sure before I say what I need to say.
Facts of cat. If someone commits suicide after jokes or bullying, are they responsible? So
it's not like
they did it.
Because I feel like this. You're probably gonna be bullied your whole life. I can't always be there with you. I can't control everything that happens to you. So we gotta realize a way to get through this. Like I can't say that this is the perfect scenario all the time. But if he expressed it, or if you realized it, you felt it, then no. But I'm not gonna blame. To be honest with you, 90% of the time, I'm not going to blame a kid for bullying another kid. They killed themselves because 90% of the time, this is probably learned behavior. This is, like, it's just too much to involve in there. I'm not putting the responsibility on a kid.
Easy.
I'm not putting the responsibility on a kid. Like, you killed my kid.
I'm not saying.
That don't make sense.
You need to be sentenced to life and death.
You say you didn't be responsible.
But I mean, you're responsible. Like, okay, so
you're not responsible. I'm not responsible. You committed suicide.
I'm more responsible for my kid committing suicide.
I'm not.
Then.
I'm not. My kid is made for you. If my kid get made fun of and they commit suicide, I might feel.
Why did he commit suicide? Because he kept picking on him.
It could be a.
Where was you at?
It could be a billion reasons.
Are you not? I'm just going off the way you put the question. He committed suicide because the kid kept
picking. I said it's somebody responsible. I said, fast guy, someone commits suicide, so they feel like that was the reason why. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
If that's the reason why he committed suicide, then yeah, he's at fault.
No, I still say no.
That's the easy escape. Okay. That's not why.
I still say
because usually there are signs that you may have neglected your child. You didn't talk to them. That a kid's not committing suicide just off of a first joke.
This says he was joking on him. It didn't say first joke.
So you got joked on. That's what I'm saying. You got joked on. So it's just a wrap after that?
Okay, bro.
I'm asking.
Agree to disagree. Because if this kid has been getting picked on his whole life, and now...
Whole life! See what you just said?
This is the one that is like, you know what?
Whole life. Did you just hear what you said? You just said whole life.
Nigga, you can go.
So that means it's not about this particular kid. They've been getting picked on their whole life. It's your job as a parent.
So much you can do. The kids is going to keep picking.
But you might have been able to say, I'm not saying that it's necessarily your fault, but it's definitely not the kid's fault because this particular, if you're saying it's your whole life, it is just this particular kid that set you off the edge. It's their fault? No, obviously they have deeper rooted issues, correct?
All right, bro, you got another question. We're going to agree to disagree on that.
I'm just saying, like,
I get what y'all saying, but y'all not looking at the point. Discourse. He's going to shoot himself at that question. I mean, at that
point. He's not going to shoot himself. I'm not going to be wrong with the gun.
Oh, look, that's a whole nother shit. Well, go ahead.
All right, I got one more for y'all, man. I said I got a lot, but we're going to do one more. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We alluded to this before. Is it tricking if you got it? Facts or cap?
Nope.
No.
It's not tricking if you got it. So, by definition, what does that mean? It ain't tricking if you got it.
Shit, if I got it,
I'm spending it, but I'm still fucking. Essentially. It's ain't tricking if you got it. It's still yours.
If I got the money and I want to spend it on you, I choose to spend it on you. I'm getting what I want at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. So, if you're not fucking, if it ain't tricking if you're able to spend it.
I mean, if I want to spend it, it's just like, hey, look, I got it. This shit ain't going to hurt. Fuck it. I'm gonna throw you this little bread. Here, go out with your girls today. All y'all spa day. Y'all do whatever the hell y'all want. Oh, I wanna buy you this bag. I wanna buy you this outfit.
If your agenda is trying to get the objective is trying to get the girl, and you have the money to blow, but you're not smashing. She just leading you on, and you blowing it. You don't think that's tricking, even if you got it. Facts cap.
You just added way more to me.
Yeah, I changed it. Scenario. Change it. That. Your objective is to smash. You got money to blow. And you try and smash by spending money on her, but she keep leading you on. Is it tricking? Well, you got it. Because you got it to blow. Facts of cap. I'm going to let you breathe on that. Justin.
Same situation one more time.
He changed it on me. That's why.
That's what called me. Say it one more time.
If you got money.
Okay.
Right? Money is an issue for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl that you want to smash. Right? That you like. You're interested in it. You're trying to get her attention. You want to be intimate with her. So you're blowing money on her. You buy her Birkins.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not giving it up. Mm-hmm. It's a tricking.
Yeah, it is true.
At that point, the way you worded that question, that's tricky.
That sounds like, okay, so yeah, I had that written down, but imagine that sweetie, it's similar to that situation. Not even, like she said, basically, I guess the nigga can't get you a Birkin, or he can get you this. Leave that nigga alone, sis. Listen, if that's outside my means, and this is the only reason you fuck with me, you tricking.
But it's not outside his means. He can afford it.
I'm talking about in this situation, in the not sweetie situation. I'm talking about the situation you said, right?
Yeah, he got it. He can afford it.
Oh, if you can afford it, listen, sis, live your best life. But I'm just saying, no, for me, like
you,
I would.
You feel like that nigga getting tricked?
Probably if that's just because he can afford it. If that's all that I can give to you, if that's your requirement, it's not. Even he has to look good. It's just like, I don't give a fuck how the nigga look. He, as long as he can do this for me, or you're looking for a monetary gain, yes, then you're wrong. Like, you know what I mean? If you're looking for the difference is a man looks for a more attractive woman. A man needs an attractive woman. You see a lot of the time men is like, the man is like, oh, woman, I need her to look like this, or she needs to stay attractive like this, blah, blah, blah. Women look for a more monetary gain, just through my experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're looking for a more monetary gain, correct? So just my whole situation about that is just like, I mean, it's different. Like, bro, shout out, sweetie, she can afford that. She's speaking on a whole new thing. So, I just think that the situation is, I don't know, I just think this whole situation just doesn't make sense. Like, the whole question doesn't make sense if it's ways to go about it. It's personal, like it's...
You lose me, bro. I'm confused.
I just
talking about the sweetie situation or my question?
I think the whole situation...
If you got money to spend and you see a girl that's attractive, you blowing on her, but she's not... She's accepting the gift, she's leading you on, but she's not intimate yet. You consider that tricking. Is it tricking if you got it? Yeah,
it is tricking. Think about the definition of tricking. You got tricked.
Did he though?
Do you think, okay, it depends. Do you think that, are you being led on in the situation? Are you being led on? If you're being led on, you're being tricked.
Yes. If you're being led on, you've been tricked. But the saying.
That's it.
The saying is it tricking if you got it? So it's the same true fact of cap.
Okay, so I'll say this. If you're being led on, then you're being tricked. If you're not being led on and you got it, and you're basically, this is what I want to do, like you're putting it out there, then you're not being tricked.
So you got it.
If you're not being tricked and you got it.
So letter of the law.
Yeah, like, don't be a fool. Like, that's it. Don't be a fool. You ain't being tricked. That's what I'm just like. I don't really understand them situation like that's always coming up. Like, I don't know. I remember the niggas was on T.I. head when he was saying, you can have whatever you like. Like, I remember when that song came out. Like, all the little pimps, like the old school pimps and shit was like, that ain't no pimp shit, nigga. You got whatever you like. I mean,
I guess that's the question.
He says in the song, everybody know it ain't tricking it, you got it.
That's the question.
That was the factual point of the lyrics.
Some people just disagree. You ain't supposed to spend money on a bra that much.
Well, that's your own personal situation. That's what pimps gotta learn. That's your own situation. If you ain't got it, that's one thing. If you do got it, spend some money. If a pimp got it, they gonna spend the money. That's just the fact. It might be an investment. It might be for monetary gain, but that's just what it is. If we really gonna keep it a buck.
It ain't tricking if you got it. All right, fellas. Think that's good for this week, man. Another solid episode. Happy Halloween. Write in the comments. Happy birthday to our cameraman. Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Darren.
You know the vibes.
And if you got any questions, bro, stop texting me. You got any opinion, stop texting me.
Listen, I don't know how many times.
Even if you got to tell me you like it, stop texting me.
I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all niggas, man. Start commenting on the YouTube.
Leave a comment on the Apple Podcast. On Spotify.
Y'all niggas texting me.
You write a review and a comment there. So.
Yeah. Call me out. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm biased. Do all that.
Happy Halloween, episode 19. We out.
Blah! We out, bitch.